This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Rupandehi District Court grants bail of 10 million rupees to Rashtri Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamichhane in Supreme Cooperative Fraud case. Speaker Debraj Khimre intensifies discussions with ruling and opposition parties to make business effective as winter session of Parliament approaches. Political parties also hold internal preparations for their effective role in Parliament. And U.S. President Donald Trump calls on Egypt and Jordan to take in Palestinians from Gaza. Now the news in detail. The Rupandehi District Court has granted bail to former Home Minister and the Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamichhane in connection with the Supreme Cooperative Fraud case. Judge Pralat Kumar Yogi said Lamichhane's bail at 10 million rupees. The latest order follows his previous release after posting bail in the Surya Darshan Cooperative Fraud case in Pokhara as well as the Swarna Lakshmi Shop Cooperative Fraud case in Kathmandu. Meanwhile, authorities are also preparing to file a new cooperative fraud case against Lamichhane in the Chitwan District Court. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Debraj Khimre, has intensified discussion with the various ruling and opposition parties. Today he held discussion with the Nepali Congress and CPN UML chief whips about the bill passed by the National Assembly and sent to the House of Representatives. Today, Speaker Khimre invited Congress Chief Whip Sam Khimre and UML Chief Whip Mahesh Kumar Bartola to his office at Singha Darbar and asked for their views on the Constitutional Council Bill and the Order of Precedence Bill that is pending in the House of Representatives. Congress Chief Whip Khimre said that the discussion today concluded with the agreement to meet with the Speaker again on Monday. Similarly, UML Chief Whip Bartola said that all the bills under the consideration in Parliament will be moved forward in the winter session of the Parliament. According to Chief Whip Bartola, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli will address the Parliament on the first day of the winter session. Speaker Khimre has intensified his discussion with the ruling and opposition parties to make the business effective as the date of the winter session of the Parliament approaches. The winter session of Parliament has been called for the 31st of January. Meanwhile, political parties are also in internal preparations for their effective role in the Parliament. The CPN UML has called its parliamentary party meeting on Tuesday. UML Chief Whip in the House of Representatives, Mahesh Kumar Bartola, informed that a meeting of the parliamentary party was called at 1 p.m. at Lotse Hall of the Parliament Building in New Baneshwar on the 28th of January. He said that the agenda of the meeting is preparation for the winter session of the Parliament. The disaster authority of the Ministry of Home Affairs has called attention of the chief district officers towards the effective implementation of the action plan to be safe from coal. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority's directive comes in the wake of increasing cold wave in most of the districts in Tarai and snowfall taking place in the mountainous region as well. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has even issued a special bulletin noting that intensifying cold wave in the Tarai region, which will continue for some more days. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel has directed to the bodies concerned to find solutions to the existing problems of the financial sector. In a meeting of the High-Level Financial Sector Coordination Committee, Finance Minister Podel said that although the economy is improving, it is necessary to prioritize the programs and address problems of the regulatory bodies to increase their effectiveness. Meanwhile, Minister Podel has said that the current fiscal year revenue target has not been met, although some improvement was seen in the government's revenue collection compared to the previous year. Addressing a program organized by the Department of Customs on the occasion of the International Customs Day in Kathmandu today, Finance Minister Podel urged the Customs and the Tax Administration to carry out works with efficiency as there is pressure to meet the annual revenue collection target. A 102-point advisory has been issued to protect government websites, data, and networks. The National Cyber Security Center has issued a cyber security advisory to protect the information technology system of the government offices and to shield them from the potential cyber threats. The advisory includes various security measures related to the use of government offices, websites, applications, servers, networks, desktops, laptops, mobile devices, and social networks. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, hernus, ya internet, chalaunus. फोन गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् सजिलो छ एकैसाथ
फाइबर इन्टरनेट तीव्र गतिको संसार टेलिफोन इन्टरनेट टिभी सबै कुरामा भरमा नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर इन्टरनेट नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has proposed that Egypt and Jordan temporarily or permanently accommodate Palestinians displaced from Gaza. According to the BBC, referring to Gaza as demolition site, Trump stated that he had urged Jordan's King Abdullah to take in Palestinians, emphasizing the dire condition of the area. He also planned to discuss the matter with Egyptian President Abdel Fatah al-Sisi. The proposal has sparked criticism from Hamas, with its spokesperson Bassem Naim rejecting the idea. Gaza has suffered extensive devastation, with the United Nations reporting that 60% of its infrastructure has been damaged or destroyed. In a separate development, Donald Trump reiterated his interest in the U.S. acquiring Greenland, despite Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen's firm refusal during a recent phone call. Trump described control of the territory as crucial for U.S. international security. 13 peacekeeping soldiers have been killed in clashes with the M23 rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The BBC reports that 9 South African soldiers lost their lives while helping to push back a rebel advance on the city of Goma in the country's east. 3 soldiers from Malawi and 1 from Uruguay were also killed. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron has spoken with the leaders of both Congo and Rwanda as international calls for an end to the violence grow. In response to the escalating conflict, the United Nations is escalating all non-essential staff from Goma, a city with more than 1 million residents. A UN Security Council meeting initially scheduled for Monday has now been brought forward to Sunday. Meanwhile, the M23 rebels are demanding that Congolese troops in Goma surrender to avoid further bloodshed. Tensions have risen after Congo accused Rwanda of supporting the rebellion, leading to the severing of diplomatic ties between the two countries. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in mountainous region of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in Karnali and Sudhupashchim province. Similarly, the hilly region throughout the country will experience partly cloudy weather, while it will be mainly fair in the Thrai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rupandehi District Court grants bail of 10 million rupees to Rashtriya Swatantra Parichay Ravi Lamisane in Supreme Cooperative Fraud case. Speaker Devraj Khemre intensifies discussions with ruling and opposition parties to make business effective as winter session of Parliament approaches. Political parties also hold internal preparations for the effective role in Parliament. And U.S. President Donald Trump calls on Egypt and Jordan to take in Palestinians from Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website at www.radionepalonline.com for Monujan online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.